Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspectives, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is, have you ever been tried in the fire? Have you ever been tried in the fire? And our scriptures for today, we have quite a few, so stay with me, come from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, 12 through 18, and 20 through 30, because I have to give you the whole story. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, RAWSI, or you can have the recording link text straight to your phone by following Morning Motivation, and you do that by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's the entire phone number, 33222, and then put in your message block MM, hit send, and you will receive a confirmation text. Okay, you can learn more about me, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, and everything else you need to do on the website at feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, reading from the KJV, verses 1 through 6. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Now listen to this. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." I'm going to verses 12 through 18. "There are certain Jews whom now I set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hadst set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at which time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that she'll deliver you out of my hands. Ooh, isn't this powerful? Now listen to how they answered the king. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. You ever had to tell someone God is able today from the burning fiery furnace? And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Let's wrap it up now in verses 20 through 30. He threw him into the fiery furnace. Listen at what happened. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. Stay with me. We have three more verses. This ought to be doing something in your spirit right now. Have you ever been tried in the fire? And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king counselors being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Let me read that last line again. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word this morning. Have you ever been tried in the fire? Is our topic for today. Have you ever found yourself in the middle of some of the toughest situations, sometimes caused by you and sometimes caused by others, but no matter who caused it, the result was that you felt like this was something that you just could not make it through. You know, in other words, in the midst of the fire. In today's word, we read the biblical record of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, also commonly known as the three Hebrew boys, and how they were thrown in the midst of the fire because they refused to worship the image or the pagan god or the idol which King Nebuchadnezzar had established. Now, Nebuchadnezzar did not just set up this false god, but he made a decree. I'm telling everyone, I'm making it known. I'm giving a shout out to tell you that if you do not worship this golden image, then you will be thrown into a fiery furnace. So the music played and everybody bowed down but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so the people went and Nebuchadnezzar's followers and his counselors, and they reported to him, Look, king, you made this decree that everybody had to fall down at the sound of the music and worship this new golden image. But these Hebrew boys, whom you have given some favor to, they're not doing so. And in them failing to do so, it's making you look bad because people are saying if they can get away with not having to follow the king's decrees, so can I. So Nebuchadnezzar calls them in because he has favor with them, so he wants to give them a last chance. And he says to them, look, this is what's been reported to me. Is this true that you're not going to fall down and worship this golden image? And Daniel, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they say too, because, you know, these are their names that have been given to them, right? But Daniel is one of them, and they say, listen, you don't even need to waste your breath. We are not going to fall down and worship this golden image. If you throw us into the fire, it is okay because God will deliver us. But even if God does not deliver us, it's not because he can't. It's not because he lacks capability. So we will continue to trust in God. Now, Nebuchadnezzar thinks, well, maybe they need to think about this. So he has the music played to give them a final chance. And they refuse to bow down. So then he has his people, his followers, his princes, his sheriffs, his army come and take them up, bind them hand and foot, and throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. But because he's so angry, he says, heat it seven times hotter. Don't just give them the regular fiery furnace, but seven times hotter, and they throw them in. But look at God. Because the Hebrew boys did not stop believing in God, had not been burned. There was no smell of smoke on them. Their hair had not been singed. Why? Because even in the midst of the fire, God had not left them. And because they continued to praise the Lord, because they continued to worship him, then it caused conversion in the heart of Nebuchadnezzar, turning him unto God. To where he then changed his decree. From that, you must bow down to the pagan God, unto the idol, and said to all the people, you must now bow down to the God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego serve. And if you don't, you will reap the consequences of that, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. 13:15, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. 2 Timothy 3:12, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? There is no other God who can deliver after this. Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, that fourth man in the fire, and by the word of their testimony. We don't care what you do, O King. We don't care what you do, Satan. Our God is able to deliver. But if he doesn't, he's still able. And love not their lives into the death. Throw us into the fire. I guarantee you there will be a fourth man. Jesus will be there with us, and we will come out like pure gold, 24 karat gold. I encourage you today. Our time is almost won. Don't grow weary while you're in the fire. Don't get fearful of the fire. Don't be afraid of the faces nor the attacks of the enemy. The fourth man, Jesus, is right there with you. Whatever you are going through, he's right there with you today, and he is the only God who can deliver you. He's the only God that can bring you out of trial, tribulation, fire, death, destruction. He's the only God who can bring you out of sickness and brokenness. He's the only God who can bring you out of separation and divorce. He's the only God who can bring you out of whatever you're going through, and you don't even smell like smoke. Have you ever been tried in the fire? Our time is run. We have to get ready to go into prayer this morning. Come on and just praise the Lord. He's here right now bringing you out of the fire. Father, we come this morning. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For all of my 24 karat gold listeners right now who have been tried in the fire. Father, I come praying for everyone listening right now and those with whom they will share this, Father, that they don't lose their faith. They don't lose their faith. They don't lose their faith, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it appears like, no matter what it smells like, what it tastes like, no matter what they're going through, that they say our God is able. He's the only God, the only God, the only God who can deliver after this sort. He's the only God who's worthy to be praised, the only God who's worthy to be exalted, the only God who's worthy to be worshipped and served. He's the fourth man in the fire. He's the only God who can deliver us after this sort. Now, Father, I come in agreement with whatever they've laid before you in accordance with your will. That is done and that they are delivered. Their families are delivered, Father. Their friends are delivered. They are delivered. Whatever they need, Father, you are opening the windows of heaven and blessing them. You're right there in the fire with them. And you're loosing their hands. You're loosing their feet. You're bringing them out and you're covering them, protecting them from the impact, the temperature of the fire. It is in the name of Jesus we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let everyone listening say amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Let me get ready and give you our tithes for today. Come on and just praise the Lord. Say, I've been tried in the fire, and I've come out as pure gold. Say it again. I've been tried in the fire, and I've come out as pure gold. Now look out for God's promotion. Remember, share this with others. You can send them to feeldfire.com, feeldfire.com, and invite everybody to share this hot breakfast for your soul with you by telling them to text the message MM to phone number 33222 today. All right, our topic is, have you ever been tried in the fire? Your task for today is to praise God in the midst of the situation. And don't stop believing. Watch him come and be the fourth man in your fire. I'm going to end with a different song today. Let's see what you like about this one.
And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found.
Let me tell you something. You can cry and fall out in that fire if you want to. I'm telling you, God is here to deliver you. Your promotion is here today. Get out of that fire and send me your testimonies and prayer requests. Feeldfire.com. See you in the morning.